Classic Naidu, East Coast Radio.
B.O.B. featuring Bruno Mars, Nothing On You. Also had some One Republic, Didn't I? Played Atomic Kitten's Hole Again on East Coast Radio's number one hit music station. Yes, 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 East Coast Radio. And we're hanging out till 4 o'clock this afternoon. My name is Vic. Happy Wednesday to you. I have one question for you. So I'm living in a new neighborhood now. I've got new neighbors, and this makes it all the more awkward for me. Should we report neighbors who are gathering during level 3 lockdown? It is going down next door. It is lit. There's a groove every Sunday afternoon. You know when your neighbor has a braai and then all of a sudden you want to have a braai because it's just there's those whiffs in the air and it smells amazing. Like braai smells the best smell. Anyway, I'm being tortured every Sunday by this braai smell. And I know people are coming down because I'm that nosy neighbor. I look next door. I look at what's happening. And you know it's a vibe because there's loud music, there are cars there. And it's kind of bizarre because they didn't even offer me a piece of meat. You're breaking lockdown level 3. I'm keeping quiet. And now I'm convinced like I shouldn't keep quiet anymore. I should do something. But you know what makes it awkward for me is the fact that I'm new there, right? So I can't cause drama. I can't rock the boat too much. I don't know what they could do to me. And I've been seeing these braais and gatherings happening a lot. I've been invited to one, in fact. That's like my little confession. But I didn't go. I didn't go. Actually, you know what? We should have an anonymous confession session. I am seeing way too many people with fresh haircuts. And I'm just like, how are you getting a haircut? Girl roots? Also, there's no such thing. All the roots are being touched up. Where are we doing these things? So today, it's a safe place. We are opening up the lines. 061-792-9495. Want to figure out, actually, who is breaking lockdown level 3 regulations? Have you had a sneaky haircut? Have you, perhaps, hosted a braai or been to a braai?
Hi, this is Felix all the way out in Dundee. I kind of feel like it's none of my business, but unless we're living in sort of like an apartment block type of setup, then, of course, I believe it also depends on what rules they're breaking, you know? Does it really affect me or can it put my life at risk? Yeah, thank you.
I think it does kind of affect you if we're told to maintain social distancing, and the fact that you're not doing it means you're not helping flatten the curve.
No, Vic, don't be that person. If your neighbors want to party and braai, leave them be. They're not interfering with you. And if they don't invite you, well, just too bad. They obviously don't want you there. But don't take it personally. But don't be that person that has to report because you feel like you're losing out. No, that's not cool. You must stay cool. Yeah. And if people are managing to get haircuts and girl roots done, so be it. Good for them. They've found a way and they're obviously supporting people that need to be supported. I mean, I've seen my hairdresser 3 times now in the lockdown. She's come to my house. No, it interferes with me. And I need my hair done and she needs the money, and so be it.
Okay, while we're confessing, I will say, so when I joined East Coast Radio, I was told that I needed to have a shoot done and they needed PR pictures and all that sort of thing. But I mean, it was already 2 months into lockdown and I haven't seen a hairstylist. My cuticles are growing beyond. So I have not been able to do any of this simply because I have not found anyone who wanted to do it or take the risk. But there are many times I was very close to like, oh, should I not? So I'm quite shocked to hear that you have had many haircuts.
Hey there, I have broken every single rule.
What?
Applies to level 3. Had bras, kids have had sleepovers, 4 kids are going nuts not seeing their friends. Had bras, no friends that have had their lashes done. I'm not into that.
Lashes?
Haven't had my hair done, but yeah. I've gone away.
Can't
be inside, cooped up like an animal. No, break those rules.
Where did you go during lockdown level 3 or any of the levels?
Good afternoon, Vic. Hope you're good. Aww. It's Purusha speaking. So I have to confess, I've been breaking the rules. I've been having my facial done every 2 weeks. It's actually my friend, so we have a kind of understanding about this whole thing. I know we're not supposed to, but hey, I just have to do my facial. Thank you.
I'm out here just trying to get a haircut. People are having facials and getting their lashes done. That is bizarre. But this is a safe space. It's confession session. We're not judging you. And we're also not condoning breaking any laws and regulations. 061-792-9495.
How's it, Vic? Yeah, this is a good one. First of all, don't come by the neighbors, man. Let them have a good time. You know, things are a bit hard with the lockdown and everything. People are trying to de-stress. And if you want to go for a jol, no problem. I'm going to have a jol this weekend. In fact, on Sunday is my bra's birthday. Pull in. I'll give you the address. Just respond to this message discreetly.
And this is why we are talking about this, because this is not the first time I've been invited to a braai since I've arrived in Durban.
Hey, some of us don't even have like money to make it month to month. So I've been doing hair since lockdown started. I've been doing it properly though. I've been sanitizing. I've been sanitizing my clients. I've been washing their hair the extra proper way. So yeah, don't be a snitch, Vic.
Snitches get stitches.
Man, what have I done illegal during lockdown? Buying 10,000 smokes on black market.
Aww.
What else must I do? And I hide them so nicely. I won't smoke in the car because I got no receipts.
Thank you for sharing.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.